A Virginia judge has extended the state's voter registration deadline until midnight tonight after a construction crew cut a fiber optic cable earlier this week and temporarily brought down online voter registration along with it. The unexpected disruption comes in a state with very close congressional races this year, including in Virginia's 7th congressional district. Incumbent Democrat Abigail Spanberger is facing Republican Nick Freitas. And that's where we're going to turn now for the next Here and Now District Profile, our look at key House races across the country. Ben Pavier is politics reporter at Virginia Public Media in Richmond. Hey, Ben.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks. So first to the underground cable. We should say accidentally cut during work on a utility project, but it did put a stop to online registrations just ahead of that deadline. What could it mean for some of those key races in Virginia?
You know, it's unclear because we just don't know how many people were affected, which is, I think, why a federal judge agreed to grant a 48-hour extension on voter registration. The system was out for a number of hours on Tuesday, and so, you know, people who were trying to access that just couldn't do it. And there was also some snafus with early voting. Some registrars required people to cast provisional ballots. There were problems with the DMV and unemployment. So it was just a very messy situation.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to the race in the 7th district outside of Richmond. What can you tell us about that district, politically speaking?
So this is a district that was drawn to benefit Republicans. It's kind of to the west of Richmond. It includes some of the Richmond suburbs. And then it kind of slopes out into the surrounding counties. For years, Eric Cantor held the seat, a very senior House Republican. He was unseated by Dave Brat, a Tea Party Republican, who held onto the seat for a couple terms, but became sort of unpopular with a lot of moderate Republicans, other people who found him to be kind of brash. And Abigail Spanberger, a former CIA operative, unseated him in 2018 by less than 2 points. And so she is now defending her seat in 2020.
And she was part of the blue wave that took control of the House from Republicans back in 2018. Here's a recent ad from her.
In Congress, I'm working with Republicans and Democrats to serve national interests, not special interests, passing laws to strengthen border security and to protect America from future dependence on Chinese technology that could leave us vulnerable to hacking.
What's her first term been like in Congress, and what's she running on this year?
So Spanberger has attempted to make good on promises she made in 2018 to be sort of this person reaching across the aisle to try to bridge some political divides. She's focused a lot on healthcare and broadband. And it's kind of a difficult message right now. I mean, Washington's deadlocked and she's been able to get some stuff through, but I think she's sort of picked her battles with Trump. She's hasn't always towed the line with her fellow Democrats. I think we see that right now in these COVID-19 relief negotiations, where she and a group of other people in this sort of problem-solving caucus are pushing for a deal. There seems to be less eagerness from Nancy Pelosi and some of the rest of the caucus. So, you know, she's occasionally bucked her caucus. Her Republican opponent would say she hasn't done that enough, and really she's just your average Democrat.
Well, let's hear from her opponent, the Republican Nick Freitas, a former Green Beret. Here he is in an ad talking about his reasons for joining the military.
My mother was a nurse. My father was a police officer. My mom always looked at things as if somebody is hurting or somebody needs help, you have a personal responsibility to intervene. My dad really instilled in me this idea that you have an obligation to protect people that can't protect themselves.
Tell us more about Nick Freitas. Is he a Republican in the mold of Donald Trump?
You know, I think he's a slightly different kind of Republican. He's always had a kind of libertarian bent. He served two tours in Iraq, and then he became a state legislator in 2015. And so he's known for taking sort of a very free market, hands-off approach to government. A notable thing about Nick Freitas, I think, in his political career has been his problems with paperwork. In 2019, he missed a deadline to file his campaign paperwork in a very safe Republican district and had to mount a very expensive $500,000 write-in campaign. And then again this year, when he's running for Congress, he missed the deadline again. In this case, he was granted a reprieve by the State Board of Elections because a number of other people also made that mistake.
Now, if I look at 2016, President Trump lost Virginia, and he is behind by, it looks like, quite a bit this year as well. That would usually be good news for down-ballot Democrats. But what do the polls say about the future of the 7th District? Because as you point out, this was a district that traditionally has favored Republicans.
You know, I'm not aware of any formal polls. The internal polls that I've kind of gotten glimpses at show a pretty tight race, with Spanberger maybe having a slight lead. You know, the Cook Political Report has moved it from a toss-up to a lean Democratic race. And I think the reason for that is the Richmond suburbs, which have really come out against Trump, voted against Republicans more and more often. And that constitutes a sizable part of this district. So, you know, if that trend holds, Spanberger might be looking pretty good. But we don't know what Republican Trump supporter turnout's going to look like in 2020. And, you know, as you said, he won this district in 2016. So if his supporters show up in the way they did in 2016, you know, I think Nick Freitas has a pretty good shot.
Ben Pavier, politics reporter at Virginia Public Media in Richmond. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.